This episode is brought to you by love. It doesn't necessarily matter what color. It just matters that both parties are active participants. Now let's get the show started. Hey, Destiny.
Hey, Louis.
And I'm extra? Okay. What's up? What's going on? How was your week?
My week was a working week.
A working week. Everything sounds better in a song. I feel like if we sang out our songs.
All right. Conversation is over.
Then we would, you know. No, yeah, I think we would.
No.
I think the world would be a better place.
Not everybody can sing.
It don't matter.
It does matter.
It don't matter.
It does.
So, you got anything good?
First of all, I'm going to start this show off by just talking about popular culture and what's been going on in the media as of late.
Ooh, you sound so professional.
Since Stacey Dash was an ass last week, I'm just going to continue on with the other asses. Asses in the media, that is.
Uh-oh.
Media asses.
Bom, jigga, bom, jigga, bom, 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 bom.
You don't even have to do all that.
I feel like...
No, stop feeling.
Ain't nothing wrong with feeling.
Yeah.
Feeling. So what's going on in the media?
Are you done singing?
Yeah.
Okay.
For now.
I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I will get up and leave.
So what happened? Who did it first and why? Who shot John with a 10 strap?
What?
That could be the name of the segment. Who shot John with a 10 strap?
I don't even know what that means.
Google it in your spare time. Dictionary.
I will do that. So, I'll just begin with the light shit first.
Light.
Hey, stop it. Barbie is being revamped into 3 body types.
Body type.
Hey.
So what's wrong with that? I mean, well, that's good though because
there's nothing wrong with that. So they got the skinny Barbie, they got the medium-sized Barbie, and they got the fat Barbie.
Fat Barbie.
The show's over. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm sorry that Louis couldn't act right so I could continue on with the rest of the show. Thank you.
Well, I think that's...
Okay, I'm back.
I think that's dope.
With the Barbies?
Yeah, that's cool. Because, you know, not every girl is like, you know, a size 0, right? And this is all about young kids, you know, seeing themselves in the meet and reflected, you know.
They still only got one black Barbie, but she's a black-ass Barbie.
Oh, I mean, well, you
know.
Look
at this.
You got to have a dark one in there, don't you? She is black.
Like, why is she, like, crispy black?
I mean, but what's wrong with that?
Because it's not realistic.
There are plenty of black girls. I think that's the thing, too.
I don't look like that black girl. I don't see myself in this.
You don't, but I do. I mean, it didn't matter. Like, I saw myself a lot. But I'm saying, like, I always rooted for, like, the extra black people.
I mean, I did too, but it's just like if you're trying to make new shit, like cater to everybody's appearance.
Then they need like maybe like some different shades. Kind of like the iPhone emojis.
Right. Mm-hmm. They should make some Barbies the color of the iPhone emojis.
This is like a step in the right direction. I think they need to put this black Barbie out first because, you know, there's a lot of dark-skinned people out there. And I feel like dark-skinned people don't feel as represented as light-skinned people when it comes to seeing themselves in the media and with different toys and different things like that. So I think it's great because I think more darker-skinned black people need to see themselves because it's favorable to see light-skinned people.
It's not. It's really not. I just think that if you're going to try to revamp some shit and try to redo some shit, why don't you do it the right way? And just include everybody, all skin color types, if you're including body types. What's more important, the way that their body is shaped or the way that they look and how your kids can identify with these dolls that they're being that's being purchased at these stores?
I mean, both. But, I mean, come on. I think you give a Mattel a lot. I mean, well, look at this Barbie right here. What is she? This little thick Barbie. She's like a olive tone. She's not pasty white. She's got like a little tan, I guess, going on.
I don't know. She could be Hispanic Barbie or she could be black Barbie.
Yeah. I mean, dude, people will go up and...
But given by the European hairstyle, I think she's a Hispanic Barbie because the black Barbie has an updo.
They'll probably... I mean, but you know what? Honestly, though, I think like kids pick out what kind of Barbies, you know, what Barbie they want anyway. Well, look at this. Looks like a little Rihanna Barbie. Look, got the little shaved head and the little blonde top and stuff. Well,
she's clearly white. A white Barbie.
I mean, but hey.
I don't think the hair is shaved. I just think that it... Oh, on the sides? Okay, I see.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then look at this little Barbie right here. She looks like she could be something else.
Yeah, we'll put the picture of the Barbie on the Facebook site and Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm here for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they got tall Barbies. They got short Barbies. You know what I'm saying? I was a G.I. Joe man myself.
Okay, I'm glad that you didn't play with Barbie. Rob Kardashian. Now, this is a mess.
Is
a mess, and I'm going to tell you why it's a mess. Because he supposedly, I don't know if this is like a publicity stunt.
Publicity? What?
Man, I told you. I don't know if this is a publicity stunt on his behalf or what they're trying to do, but he's supposedly dating Black China, and everybody knows that Black China has a son with former rapper Tyga,
he would rather be with, you know, like, you know, little girls,
but he's dating Kylie, which is the Kardashian sister,
right?
But Black China is dating the Kardashian brother, who is Rob Kardashian, and living in her house and driving her cars. Like, I'm not sure who told them that this was a great idea, but it just looks horrible.
Hold up. Rob looked like a used car salesman.
Shut up.
He do.
Shut up. No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. Like, right there, he looked like a used car salesman.
He looked like one of them car salesmen off Matilda.
I mean, if he wanted to date that girl or whatever, that is going to cost. That's a mess.
Messy. Ugh.
I mean, that is a mess. But, I mean, what do you expect any more out of that family? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I expected them to leave us alone. That's what I did expect. Like, I mean, leave us alone and stop making us meaning the people privy to your messy ass life.
I be forgetting that the Kardashians have a brother, honestly.
You know why? Because ever since they kicked him out of the Christmas picture, it's been downhill for him.
Yo, he kind of looked like, is it Dan Savage? The dude from Boy Meets World? Or
I don't know.
Or the dude from The Wonder Years? He kind of looked like that.
I think you're giving him too much.
I mean, some of these bitches, I don't know. But, yeah, I go back to, like, he either looked like, you know, an extra that sit at the table, like, in one of the mom movies, or a used car salesman.
What?
You know how, like, on the mob movies, they be, like, the godfather be, like, eating spaghetti, and then he'll have, like, his henchmen.
A mob?
Yeah,
mob. I thought you said mom.
No, mob movies. You know, okay. I give him an offer he couldn't refuse. You know.
Why are you doing that?
That's how the Godfather sound. He kiss my pinky. You know. Tony, get this man a sandwich. I don't know. You want some spaghetti?
Okay.
I don't know, but that's what he looked like to me. It's one of the three. Dan Savage, an extra at the table on a mob movie, or a used car salesman telling you to bring your W-2 because they can put you in something and you can drive away today.
Let's move on. Ray J is still marrying Princess Love in that fucking...
Who is Princess Love?
That was my question. Who are you? Anyways, he's marrying her, whoever she is.
Oh, so he's getting married. Oh, was that the girl from Love & Hip Hop?
Yeah, but...
The one where he's told... Ray J told her that he was getting rid of his pad, and then they were having like a little last hoorah party. So, you know, she was laying in bed, and she got a call from her friend... And she was like, girl, I'm on my way. And she walked across the hall to the apartment that he had. And she got the throwing glasses and stuff. And I thought you weren't going to have no more parties. And he was like, this is me. I'm addicted to the after party, you know. Because dudes that are from L.A., they sound annoying. I don't know. That's the best I can do.
I don't know. I just think that why would you marry this man when he just didn't put you in so much shit? I don't know.
And she was cute, too. She was kind of cute.
Yeah. She was pretty, but I just...
Ray, I mean, yeah, if that's
it. That's all you can do? Ray J?
If that's what she want, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you got to marry bad. So that the next time you get married, you'll appreciate the good man that comes along and sweeps you up.
Oh, like Kim Kardashian and Kanye West?
I don't know who that situation applies to in that situation, but, you know.
I'm gonna preface what I'm going to say by saying this.
Okay.
Kanye needs to shut his crusty black ass up.
I mean,
and stay off of Twitter.
He probably does. How old is he? 42? And he just be all on Twitter when he need to be making this music.
I just
college
feel like,
dropout 16.
No, I just feel like.
What's the name of the album?
It has it's okay.
Wash.
No,
Swish.
It's not Wash.
Swish Splash. We're taking a bath.
No, it was Swish on Sunday, and then Monday it was turning. No, on
Sunday.
Monday it was Swish, and then on Tuesday it was called Wave, and then that's when all hell broke loose.
Okay, so now I know a little bit with Khalifa was tweeting.
No, I'm going to read the tweets because I screenshotted them all.
Oh, look at you. You just be on Twitter, don't you?
Yes, I be on Twitter. And
you be on
Twitter. Hey, no. This
could be like the singing episode.
No, it's not the singing episode.
I should have like sung in the This Is Brought to You By.
But you didn't.
Aren't you glad?
I'm not doing this with you.
Anyway, read the tweet.
Kanye West tweeted, new album titled Waves. Wiz Khalifa, please don't take the wave. Max B is the wavy one. He created the wave. There is no wave without him. Now, Max B is currently locked up in prison.
Oh.
He's affiliated with...
Is he incarcerated? I don't know. Remember Wu-Tang?
Mm-mm.
ODB is incarcerated.
First of all, ODB is no longer with us.
Yeah, he's no longer there. But, I mean, when he was living,
he
you
would
know,
turn in his grave. If
he can't. He can't make it to the performance because he's incarcerated. I feel like, you know, that's what they used to say back in the day. They used to use incarcerated a lot. Sorry. So Maxie B is in jail.
Not Maxie, it's Max.
Oh, I was gonna say Maxie B, that sounds like a loving hip hop girl.
And then Kanye West tweeted, all respect to Andre Harrell and Max B. Hashtag waves. Wiz Khalifa. Yeah, I. So at this point, Wiz is not feeling the shit. KK is weed fool. Now, see, this is where I got lost because in between that last tweet and this tweet, I'm not really sure where the KK was, but he thought that they were talking about KK as in Kim Kardashian, he meaning Kanye West.
Right, but...
And Wiz Khalifa politely told him, KK is weed fool, reason why you're not wavy. Go back to Swish.
What does KK stand for?
It's some type of weed.
Oh.
Whatever it is. But Swish is dead and it's waves. There's wait.
There's more.
I've been smashed the idea of that album even existing. I got joints to roll at Kanye West. What's sad is I love Wiz and I love all my brothers and all people. Do you, Kanye? He also says, I love the world, bottom line, and all I want is peace and positive energy. This album is actually a gospel album. It's getting disrespectful, right?
It's a gospel album?
That's what he said. Good energy. Positive energy. I'm going to take these down because it's all about positive energy. Blessings. Blessings. Positive energy. Blessings.
Oh, okay. So we got DJ Khaled to come in tweet form.
Yeah, because there's no
oh, there's no keys. Oh.
The devil can't stop us because this is the gospel. This is Kanye's gospel album, so he's not going to let the devil stop him at all.
Let's see. Chef D, what you got cooking?
Shut up. Kanye West also says, I'm happy that I know what KK means weed. Please excuse the confusions. Now back to Waves. It was a long few.
I feel like it was going on to like the wee hours of the morning.
No, this happened during the day, but this is the thing.
All the best tweets happened while I'm at work. He says that he
distracted his creative process.
Who, Wiz?
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa did. And that Kanye West said he's an OG and he will be respected as such.
Uh-oh.
He says, I went to look at your Twitter and you were wearing cool pants. I screen grabbed those pants and sent it to my style team. Hashtag Wiz wears cool pants. Maybe I couldn't be skinny and tall, but I'll settle for being the greatest artist of all time as consolation. Thank you, Kanye.
He's the greatest artist?
He said, nigga, I tried to call you. You changed your number. I showed respect to you as a man when I met you. You own Waves? ? I own your child. That's where it got crazy.
I mean, well, that's disrespectful. Like, I mean, how do you own somebody else's child? You got two children. Like, him and Kevin just had a son.
He also said, man, it's a sad day for Wiz. Wiz lost 2 million followers since I tweeted. I didn't mean...
How you know?
I don't know. He's checking. It says, I didn't mean to either him like that.
That's not like something the kids keep up with. Either.
It says either.
It should be either. But it is either.
The devil can't stop us.
I can't believe he said that. Looking at those tweets, the devil is busy.
Because when you talk about mother son, mother got to come out the woodwork. You know what I'm talking about? So Amber Rose said, aw, Kanye West, you're mad I'm not around to play in your asshole anymore. Hashtag fingers in the booty ass bitch.
Wow. Can you blame her though?
Yeah, because she has a gag order, so she's probably about to get sued for that. On the other hand, it was very, very amusing. And he did come for her child.
I don't really know what to say about Amber Rose was just on Blackish last night.
Ambrose said, now you want to delete your tweets because mother has arrived. Hashtag Twitter fingers. Hashtag you're getting bodied by a stripper nigga. That's what she said.
Is that what she said?
It's right here.
Oh, go ahead, Amber.
So this is where I got confused at because...
Where did you get confused?
I'm going to show you. There was a poll.
Mm-hmm.
Poll said...
Who just took the L in this Kanye versus Wiz beef? Vote now. Kanye 25%, Wiz Khalifa 24%, Ambrose 50%, Meek Mill 30%. He wouldn't even know where it ended. That's crazy. Oh, Meek.
The internet has killed Meek Mill.
Once again, like Meek Mill, he might as well just not even get back up. He might as well just stay down, you know. Even ooh, he could be like a him, house husband.
It's about him.
You know, he could be like Kim. I was about to say Kim.
How did Meek die the most out of this?
No. I don't know. But he could be like, Nikki, you know, I made your favorite rice and peas and jerk chicken, Nikki. You know.
I just feel like he just needs to stop and just give up and just start all over. He needs to have a new name. He needs to have new stuff, new everything.
What's his name? Jamika? Ramika.
Ramika?
Oh, is that not it?
No.
Oh.
That's a woman's name, I think.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But yeah, that's all. I mean, I just...
That's funny, though.
Kanye West, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, man. Like, what are you doing?
Up,
like,
shut up. Stop saying that you're owning people's children. That's rude.
That is kind of rude, though. Not kind of rude. That is rude.
Like, why would you say
that? Why would you even come out your mouth like that? Like... You got two kids. You want a third one, really? That just seemed like another bill to me. I don't know.
You took that so literal.
Oh.
He doesn't want to have, like, okay, never mind.
I mean, but don't be claiming nobody kids. You know, girls used to get beat up for faking that they were pregnant. Do you get where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
when we was in high school, they're like, you ain't gonna lie on no baby. You ain't gonna lie on no baby. I think they just really wanted a reason to, like, fight some girls. But anyway.
Okay.
Tamar Braxton is going back to school. What's she going back to school for?
To get her high school diploma.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, Beyonce went back to school, didn't she?
I think she, no.
I think Beyonce did. She went back to school.
Tamar needs to just sit down.
Why not? Maybe, what if she's going to school for, like, psychology or something? Something great. Could you see her, like...
I feel like she's going to her GED preparatory classes.
Oh, Hot Sugar 101?
That was awful. That was awful. Like, that... She can sing her face off, but her song choices were terrible. But yeah, she going back to school or whatever. She said she, you know, talked to Michelle Obama and they besties now. And
okay.
Michelle encouraged her to go back to school.
I'm so pretty sure she did. Going. I wonder how that went down. Do you watch the Atlanta Housewives?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so there was this episode where Latavia from, you know, the original Destiny's Child was on there.
I just feel like this is about to get stupid.
No, it was like an Effie story. Like, Latavia was Effie, right? She was like, you know, I come by my house and I tell you how I spent $100,000 drinking.
What? Oh my God.
Nah, but Phaedra was talking to her and everything, and you know, Latavia's voice was all raspy and she had a sunglass on. But anyway, so Phaedra was like, your story is incredible. I see you writing a book. I just feel like Michelle gave Tamar Braxton that same speech. Like, girl, I see you back in school. When Michelle Obama tells you to go back to school, you're going to go back to school. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Michelle Obama walked in here and said, you know what, Destiny Lewis, y'all need to go back to school, I would actually, like, go and apply.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, bitches, you fucking crazy. You know how much fucking debt that is?
You wouldn't even curse the first lady.
I curse my mama.
And that's a shame.
It is. To some people.
Because she's so sweet. She's a sweet, sweet, sweet lady.
I'm done with this shit. I'm sick of this. Because I keep telling your ass and you keep doing it.
Singing is my life.
So Lil' Kim got fat shamed in the media.
I don't know why.
Somebody photoshopped her picture. Well, and actually the photoshop version looked better to me. But I guess they added on like 30 pounds.
Why won't they just leave Lil' Kim alone? All she's trying to do is, you know, find somebody who can, you know, write her raps like Biggie did and go out here and tour and perform and, you know, release another album on PayPal.
Either way, she just don't look good. Either way.
Yeah, I mean...
Either way, she does not look good.
It's not the Kim that we knew. Like, this is not... The Notorious. I don't even know which one is which. Which one is
this one? Because you can see the shadow right here.
I mean, but and see, she just had a baby. Like, people are kind of mean. Lil' Kim fans debate over Photoshop booty image gone viral. So they photoshopped her booty.
They look like they photoshopped her whole body, but I don't know. I'm just like,
well, I mean, you know, people will get over it.
They will. She need to get over it because she's.
Oh, Lil' Kim is the one that's like. I mean, I would be too, like...
Really?
I mean, you when photoshopping you fat, me?
You didn't have a baby at 60, I mean, and you can't lose your weight?
I mean, she should just be proud, like, you know...
Like a proud mom.
Like Nick Cannon say, he likes them built for comfort, not for speed.
Like a minivan? I don't know, I lost it somewhere.
Alright.
Guess what?
What? Chicken butt?
Mm-mm. Anti's out. I listened to it.
How was it?
Awesome.
Is it good? Is it a whole bunch of onion?
Don't you ever try her like that.
I mean, it's Rihanna. She'll slide an onion up in there on you. I feel like Rihanna would be like, onion.
No.
Well, I mean, I'm glad Anti is out.
Me too, because I've been waiting so long.
You have. You've been getting on my nerves. Sorry, but you have. So now, Anti this, Anti that. Anti, I'm telling you. Sorry.
That's it. I'm punching you. Next time you do it, I'm punching you.
So do you have any, like, favorite songs?
My favorite song is number one with SZA.
SZA.
Mm-hmm. You want to hear it?
Nope.
I'm going to play just a little bit.
I don't even think we're supposed to be. Oh, you still have your Tidal subscription?
Mm-hmm.
Look at you, Tidaling.
Yeah, I'm
Tidal. Oh, is it like a little baby? Is that supposed to be like her with mm-hmm. that crown? Up? Mm, so loud.
Oh, not that one.
Oh, so loud.
Okay, that's all I'm going to play for you.
Oh, okay. Whew, good, because I was my head instantly started hurting.
My favorite song is number one.
My Hunger for Talent.
What?
Nothing. Well, that's good. I'm glad it's out.
SZA. I love her.
Yes. What's SZA do? What's she do? Is that RZA's sister?
SZA.
Yeah.
Shut up. You're being disrespectful.
Oh.
You never heard of SZA? She was with Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, was that the one? I think you sent me like a picture a while back and she was like kicking and she fell out her clothes when she did like a high kick. She was performing somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, sir. Okay.
What she do? Does she sing? Does she rap?
She sings.
Oh, okay.
She has an awesome voice. I can't wait till her album comes out.
We just never know. The world may never know.
She's beautiful.
She is. She's
that's
cute.
Her hair.
Yeah. Well, good for her.
You can tell because it's consistently long in every picture.
Oh. So that means it's her hair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah, she looks dope. She looks like a dope personality.
She looks like a fun time.
Yeah, she does.
This was the first picture I've ever seen of her. It's amazing.
She look all angelic and whatnot.
She has freckles.
Freckles!
I love freckles.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I learned something new about you every time we come in this studio.
You do.
Well, good. Good. Anti's out. Just number one. That's the only.
I like the whole album. Oh,
how
my
many
God,
trikes?
It's 13 trikes.
13 trikes, people.
But it just came out today, so.
Are you going to give the people, like, your review on the album once you, like, sit and take a listen to it?
Yeah.
They really calling Mystique the Harriet Tubman of mutants? What?
I can't.
Who's saying that?
I don't know. I mean, I do know, but I'm not at liberty to say.
I mean, but why? I mean.
I don't know.
When did that ever become like an idea?
I don't know.
That's like, let me just say, you know, Brandy, I love you. Who named her the vocal Bible?
Sam Smith.
No, he didn't. Shut up.
What? You don't think so?
Somebody said he sound like he's swallowing like hot grease, hot grits or something.
What?
When he be singing. It's like at the back of his throat.
See, everybody likes the song. Consideration.
Well, good. Good for Rihanna. I'm so glad the album's here. You know, we can all finally rest assured.
Everything I thought it was going to be plus more. I can't wait to go to the concert in March.
You see? And now you got plenty of time to learn the song so you can sing along. You know, she did it just before Black History Month so that we wouldn't be all preoccupied with that, but we would be able to focus on the real issues.
Which is her music and her album and her music videos.
Okay, well.
No.
I don't know.
But yeah, that's all I have.
Oh. Well.
You smacking on that gum, ain't sure you hungry?
Both of us are.
Mm-mm, it's mostly you.
It's you too. You were smacking when you were all excited about Rihanna's album.
First of all, that's because it's something worth being excited about. I love Rihanna.
I get it.
I just want to be her friend whenever she's.
But does she want to be your friend?
She probably doesn't know me, but I think if she met me, I would be in there.
Maybe.
Like swimwear.
So, here's the thing.
What's the thing?
How do you feel about interracial relationships?
I feel like they should be secret. I feel like if you're in one, nobody else should know.
Why do you feel that way?
Because I love black people, but sometimes the heart wants what the heart wants.
I don't have a problem with it. So I myself wouldn't just like purposefully seek a white woman. If I'm, you know, searching for someone to date or to cuff or whatever the case is. But that's just me. It's like a lot of issues going on, I guess, with interracial dating. I don't know why, but it seems like it comes up a lot. But it's never been anything that I've ever, like, frowned upon or, you know, said, ugh, I can't believe, you know, he's with this person. white girl, or I can't believe she's with this white dude. You know what I'm saying? If I, like, 9 times out of 10, if I see a black dude and then I find out that he's dating a white woman, I'm not really surprised. Like, just based off of his personality and knowing him, I'm not really surprised that, okay, he stepped out with a white girl. You know what I'm saying?
Here's my take on this. And this is from a black woman stance. Now, do I have a problem with it? No. Do I give a fuck? No. That's probably why I don't have a problem with it. But from a black woman's standpoint, you know, walking in the shoes of another black woman who can't find a good man, and then you see another black man with this white woman, mm-hmm. it's kind of like a slap in the face.
Uh-huh.
Because, one, the ratio is already, you know, three, four women to one man, black man.
Right.
Already, to begin with. Mm-hmm. So the deck is already stacked. And two, it's like when you're frustrated out here because you can't find a good man, you can't find a good black man, and you see a black man walking around with this white woman treating her like a Caucasian queen, that can get annoying because it's like, why can't you find anybody that's your color to treat you like that? But it's kind of like a...
Like, why can't the woman or why couldn't the man?
Just either or.
Oh.
You know? But I think that that's a double-edged sword because on the other end of that, you have to know how to treat people and you have to have relationship etiquette because even though I don't think that it's a thing, it should be a thing.
Relationship etiquette?
Yeah.
I think lost.
White girls have that on lock. Actually, white girls know what to
do,
you know, for a man. And from what I hear,
mm-hmm.
it's just like they kind of go with everything and do whatever. But that's kind of like, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing because it's like, okay, you're with a white girl because she lets you do what she wants. She lets you do what you want to do, but she don't have no backbone.
I mean, I hear that. I hear what you're saying. I feel like any woman that is worth her salt is not just going to let a man, you know, black, white, whatever. She's just not going to let a man just, quote unquote, do whatever. I hear what you're saying. I've heard that too. But I've heard that black men like black women, but black women might not necessarily like them. So then what do? They go over to a white woman, or they just happen upon a white woman and she's...
You don't just happen upon a white woman.
You sure don't. They're falling in your lap. But I'm just saying...
What?
Yeah, they are. Because there's so many white women. Like, you can sneeze on those white women out the door. But anyway, just our environments. Like, I think that we're products of our environments. And then it goes back to what we were talking about earlier as far as, like, seeing yourself in movies and television and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of movies that cater to, like, romantic comedies, right? You have a lot of white women in romantic comedies. And the whole blueprint of that movie is basically, you know, they want a man's who's gonna court them and who's gonna treat them right and
mm-hmm.
you know, who's not gonna judge them for their flaws or whatever, blah blah blah. So they already know what to expect from a man, they already know what to give to a man, as where a black woman doesn't necessarily see that. There seems to be like a disconnect as far as like, and it's just, I don't think that these type of relationships are modeled the same way that they're modeled. Like, when we look at our TVs and we got all these music videos with, you know, black women, you know, shaking and stuff, and, you know, we got these thugs on these TVs, that's seeking into your psyche. So a black woman going out here looking for a thug, looking
but
for
really,
a hot boy.
That's not,
you know,
even
what I'm saying?
That was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but now you got the white girls in the video shaking.
This is true. And I feel like this too. Like, they say black women are hypersexualized, which I believe, but I feel like white women are hypersexualized too, because I know we were coming up, it was a thing where, you know, a white girl will go down on you quicker than a black girl will.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Different things like that. And, you know, but I'm talking like, that seems like all the wrong reasons. Like, okay, you getting with a white woman because she lets you do whatever you want to, or she's easy. Like, it don't take a lot to get with a white woman, you know, it don't take a lot to get a white woman to go to bed with you or whatever like that. She might be, you know, trying to get back at her parents or whatever the case is, so she's gonna bring home a black guy and I'll show you, mom and dad, or, you know.
I mean, it could be all of those factors, but I think the main factor is that.
Or if a black man is successful, then he goes out and he gets him a white woman.
Sometimes that happens. But this is the thing. Black women, we spend a lot of time focusing on getting a man, keeping a man, and doing all those things instead of getting ourselves together. Mm-hmm. And I feel like once we are at a point where we are comfortable with ourselves and we have this sort of aura about us, like, you know, we're unstoppable, basically. Mm-hmm. And other people can sense that and see that. And it turns from, you know, something just like, oh, okay, to something beautiful.
Right.
Then that's when probably you'll find what you need. Mm-hmm. What you're looking for, but you need to tap into yourself first.
I get that.
Like, and that's mm-hmm. and that's why a lot of people are like, you know, well, I can't stand to see these white girls with our black men and blah, blah, blah. But really, you can't stand yourself mm-hmm. because you're not in the position to grab this black man. And when you do get a man, you act like you don't know how to treat him, but it's not because you don't know how. It's because you don't know how to treat yourself. So it all is full circle to mm-hmm. me, in my opinion. It's full circle, and it all goes back to, what do I want?
Right.
How do I want somebody to treat me?
But how can you be taught that, too? Like, I think there's a disconnect somewhere because, like, I've heard black women say that white women are just more open. Like, if you're just looking for, like, a good woman, like, it's easy to just walk up to, like, a white girl and just, like, start a conversation. She's so open. She can be, like, just loads of personality. She can be bubbly. She seems inviting. You know, she seems whatever. Like, whereas you gotta, if you step into a black woman, there's, like, so like I guess, like you said, some walls that you're gonna have to try to get through first before you can just have a conversation. Not all black women, but I guess most or some, or the black women that black men have encountered when they're going through their lives or whatever.
Well, let's not speak on all black women. Let's just speak on our personal experiences.
Okay.
My personal experience is that I've never dated outside of my race.
Good for you.
That's just a preference of mine. And, you know, there's a lot of white people that can say the same thing. That's just not their thing. It's
right.
I'm not saying that I'm not open to it, but I'm just saying that based on what history has shown us, you know, that's not anything that I'm willing to get involved with because of the nature of white people. I'm not saying that I don't like white people. I'm not saying that I hate white people. No, that's not the case at all. But do I want to cohabitate and recreate with them? I don't think so.
Okay.
And that's just my personal preference. Anything can happen. I'm super open-minded, but I'm also super aware of my history and the history of black people, which are my people.
Uh-huh.
So there's certain cultural differences that you just can't teach.
Right.
You just can't say, you know, you just can't, you know, they just have to know. And the nature of their people is totally different from the nature of black people or the nature of Hispanic people or the nature of, you know, mm-hmm. Creole people.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's just different. It's just different.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
So that's, the differences are what make people feel kind of like, why is this black man with this white woman? Why? What did she do to deserve him?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas most men that I've encountered really don't give a fuck. That don't really know or don't really care anything about their history. They don't care.
That's why you think they're with the white woman?
No, I just think that they're with who they're with and they're not really thinking about that. I just think that they're not necessarily, you know, thinking about, okay, what's going to happen if the revolution was to happen right now? Like, would I have to shoot my wife in the head or not?
OMG.
But that's what could happen. Like, if the shit fell, you know, if the shit crumbled today, you would have to choose a side. Your wife would have to choose a side. Your husband would have to choose a side. And it's either it's black or white. And it comes down to that sometimes, you know? And then sometimes, like, a lot of people may disagree. A lot of people do disagree with what I, you know, say and stuff, but the fact of the matter is there are major culture differences that won't allow me to just swing that way.
Okay.
But
I just think that, you know, you can be yourself right. around your people. Mm-hmm. That's why white people feel comfortable living amongst other white people and being around white people and having a job and reporting to a white person. They don't really feel comfortable reporting to black people, where we don't give a fuck where we live. We'll live around white. We're happy to live around white people. Mm-hmm. We're happy to report to white people. We're happy to shop in white stores, because that goes back to post-traumatic slavery disorder.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think
something
that
we're used to, in a sense, kind of.
Right. I just think that me knowing what I know at this point in my life, I really couldn't date a white person. But I could be friends, and you can teach me things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can teach you things.
Well, I mean, I understand that. Like, I just have, I think the problem lays, like, when you see an interracial couple and people get mad and they're just like, oh, you know, well, if it's a black woman, oh, she hates black men. Or if it's a black man, you know, he hates black women. But I don't really think that that was, like, the case. I just
think
that
you hate somebody just because, because you could be just trying something out, because your experience with somebody else mm-hmm. that was the same color was just horrible. Like, right. I wouldn't say that.
And see, that's my thing, too, because I like what you said, like, based off of experiences. Like, me, I just can't, I don't think I would be that person that would say, oh, well, I've just had so many bad experiences with black women, let me go try a white woman. Like, I myself am just open. Like, if I meet her and she's cool and she's white, then hey, is that what I want? Is that my preference? Is that what I'm going out here looking for? No.
I see a white woman dominating your life. Just being aggressive and taking full control.
I don't see
and
that.
You letting her.
I think that.
Because your skin color confuses a lot of people. And you could blend in very easily. She could bring you home to mama and pa.
This is true. I feel like I just don't see myself. Like, I really, like, it's like she, I'm just of the mindset that she's just gonna have to really, really have it together. Like, I don't know if that comes off harsh or whatever, but it's gonna take a lot for me.
Why does the white girl have to have it together and the black girl don't?
She does, but I'm just saying, like, see, black woman tends to grab my attention more than a white woman. And if a white woman were to grab my attention, she would really have to be doing something. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just me, though.
Yeah, I think I just mind my business, and that's the whole thing. That's why I really don't, I mean, I understand why people gravitate to other races and do other things, but I just really don't be giving a fuck, really, because I'm so into myself that I can't,
I'm sorry.
See, I'm not talking to you. I'm
done. I couldn't help it. Like you said, I'm so in. I was like, I'm so into you. But I get it.
Several chances.
So you're so into yourself that you just don't even be paying attention. Now, are you talking about, like,
as far as
like being approached by a white man or whatever the case? I mean,
I can honestly tell you that I don't think I've ever been approached by a white man, mm-hmm. but white people have, white men, white people, because it's been women too, have given me compliments about my appearance.
Yeah.
But
same
I'm not
here.
Really sure that I'm not really sure that I've been approached in that manner.
I mean, I
think
have.
Something about my hair makes me look like white people don't touch me.
Okay, it's your hair.
I don't know. It's something about my appearance that makes people, like, kind of stray away from having that conversation with me.
I've been approached by white women, like, a lot. But I just don't. I just don't, like, I just found out what my type was, like, 2 years back. So.
Type two? what are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying, like, as far as, like, the type of girl that I like, I just found out what my type was. Because I seem to be attracted to, like, a certain type of woman. Like, I like light skin, natural hair, kind of, like.
Light skin?
Yeah, it's people like light skin or brown skin, natural hair. She kind of has like a free kind of attitude, you know.
I guess that's me.
kind of. Maybe more like your friend. But no. Hey, girl. But anyway. But yeah, that's mostly what I'm attracted to, like a Leanne LaHavis or like, you know, like a Journey Smollett.
You don't know none of these niggas.
That's the type, though. Like, the type of girls that I see.
Appearance-wise.
Yeah, like, appearance-wise and stuff. But most of the times, those girls are, like, really cool. Like, mad cool.
You
like,
don't know them.
The girls that I've talked to that are like that, like, what I just described, are really cool. And then you have, like, brown skin chicks. Like, natural. I don't know, like, some, like, I was talking, like, a, I don't know, natural girls just seem so much, I don't know what it is, but like a natural girl, like light skin or brown skin, they just seem so, they seem like open and like, you know, they'll talk and they'll stop and, you know, I'll be like, excuse me, oh, you look really nice. And they're like, oh, well, thank you. And they smile and they're flirty and receptive and all of that and really cool and stuff. So, I mean, you know, like I said, to each his own. I have a problem with black men dating white women because they feel like it's like a status thing, like, oh, I get with this white woman.
Well, I have a feel, I have a,
you know what I'm saying?
I just, first of all,
because it, there's
a
lot of
problem with that too, because that means that you're using people and it's not genuine, it's ingenuine.
And I think it goes back to like you were saying earlier about you not knowing who you are, really.
That's really the basis and the root of most of our issues as human beings, is because I blame part of it on slavery for black people. Mm-hmm. Part of that is slavery, and the other part is you not being into yourself and not knowing what you want, not knowing who you are, and that all stems from the way that you were raised. A lot of us that were born in the 80s came up the same way.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people born in the 60s came up the same way.
Yeah.
You know, when I say come up, I mean raised. And right. So
it's and how kinda, is that like...
I mean, it's kind of like people, a lot of people that were born in the 60s, like my mom, she was always taught that white was right, white was better. You know, if you get accepted by them, then you're going places.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, when I was growing up, I think I was kind of taught the same thing. Like, you know, white, anything white is basically better than
mm-hmm.
black.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then, as I was becoming an adult and I was finding out things that I like and that I really like, because I grew up and it was mostly like non-whites that I grew up with, but they were Americanized, so they acted white, you know, so it was a lot of Filipinos, a lot of Chamorros, you know, a lot of Guamanian people, a lot of, you know, just different races. It wasn't too many black people. It was still black people. And then the rest was white.
Right.
And it's like everything was so Americanized, but I genuinely, like, gravitated towards the black people. And I liked being around black people.
Right.
And I'm like, okay,
because
this is...
Because that's you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't
that's
so bad.
Are. Yeah.
You know? And then, you know, I'm on my own now as an adult, and I'm able to make my own decisions and, you know... And I'm realizing that the more I'm around my people, the less I want to be around other people that don't really understand me or that are not trying to understand me. And it seems like it was a point in my life where it seemed like people were tolerating me. They weren't necessarily like vibing with me like that, but they were just like, oh, this bitch ain't going nowhere, so might as well get used to it. You know?
Okay.
Not necessarily.
Are you talking about like relationship wise or like friendships or
I'm
what?
I'm just saying like friendships, work relationships, stuff like that. Like, I don't think them white people really liked me. I don't really give a fuck either, but.
I mean, they might have.
And then they might not have.
This is true.
You know?
I mean, I see where you're coming from.
I think there's only one that really fucked with us like that, and we both know who he is.
Oh yeah, I meant to reply on Facebook.
Yeah, but
he's cool. But yeah, I was raised in the suburbs. Like, I went to an all-white elementary school. I went to, and I didn't really know any better. Like, my mom and them, they dressed me in Dockers, and I wore penny loafers, and I was real preppy. People used to say I talk white when I was younger.
They said the same thing about me.
Or whatever. And it really wasn't until... But I think I started, like, rebelling against that in my within myself. Like, because people would always say, especially, like, when I was in school, oh, you know, you're probably marrying a white girl, or I see you marrying a white girl and stuff. And I'd just be like, well, no, why would you say that? Like, how do you even know I like white women like that to say that I would just marry one? And I really wanted a black woman, and I wanted someone who was darker than me, because everywhere I looked, I saw all these white people, and I saw, like, light-skinned girls, because that was the thing. Like, you know, you had to, if you had you a light-skinned girl, you were in there. And I was thinking to myself, well, there's not much variety. Like, if I'm light and she's light, like, what is that? I always wanted, and then I started gravitating to, like, darker-skinned women. As far as black people goes, I like hanging around black people. I like hanging around white people. I like hanging around Filipino people, Spanish. My best friend growing up was a Dominican. I don't know, like, I just, all kinds of people. I don't mind, like, talking to anybody, but, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have an issue with white people. Yeah. White people are who they are, just like black people are who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't mind talking to them. I don't mind building with them. I don't mind,
not going to date one.
Listening. I'm not even going to say I'm not going to date one. I just don't think that it's in my cards. Knowing what I know about the history of white people and how they're savages, I just don't think I don't want to do it.
I understand.
I'm not saying that I won't ever, because people grow and, you know, and people.
But I like expand, a G, like
Lil Kim's.
Ladies. Oh my gosh. I like a genuine white person. Like, me you know too. What I'm saying? I
just want a white friend that acts white. Can you just please it. Act white?
Yeah, I don't need a white friend. You don't have to lie to kick it. Like, just be who you
and
be.
And there's only
white.
One person that I think that's not lying when they kick it.
Yeah.
And it's the same person that we just talked about a couple minutes ago.
Right. Yeah.
He's the only exception.
Yeah.
I have met no other.
Yeah, I haven't either. Like, I feel
he
like that's
is
him.
Genuinely like that, and mm-hmm. I love him for it.
Yeah,
but I want a white person. Like, don't switch up your your Sperry's for no Jordans because you hanging out with the black people.
Yes, wear your Sperry's.
Can you just please act like you?
I appreciate you better.
Me too. Just act like yourself, white people. Thanks. Ooh, I would probably have so many more white friends if they just did that. I hate to see them with Jordans on, trying to play the part.
And with their pants sagging.
Oh.
And dreads. Yo.
I mean, I can even deal with the dreads because, you know, beach people have dreads.
But they look so raggedy.
I don't care.
Like
but they're still beach people.
Heaven from Another Round said that every time you see a white person with dreads, it's 7 years bad luck.
I don't know if that's necessary. I haven't seen that many. Oh, my God.
I've seen a lot. So I got a lot of bad luck now. No, but yeah, living out at the beach, I see it a lot. You don't really see it that much?
I mean, I see it a lot. I see it at the beach, but I don't have no problem with it as long as you got your board shorts on and your sandals.
I mean, but...
Like, don't have dreads and then have goals in your mouth and then wear a tall tee and some saggy, baggy pants and some Jordans.
What about that dude that was looping at the tent? That white dude that was looping at the tent?
I just think that he genuinely likes ratchet shit. But he still looked white to me. Yeah, he still had his pants was pulled up. Yeah. He still had his shoes on, whatever those were. You know. But I just think that he genuinely liked the music.
Yeah. But
so
I mean,
don't have no issue with that because he understand like that's he liked that. Why all white people like black shit. Secretly or openly, they all like black shit. They all want to be like in with it. You know, they like to listen to our music, watch our shows, and fuck our women.
Oh my gosh, you took it there.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm glad we got this all out. I'm glad we got this out. Like, I think this is something that was really like pressing on me because, you know, like back in the day, it was illegal for interracial unions to even exist. Like, they were not trying to be all about that. And now the world is, like, 87% of the world is okay with interracial dating. Contrary to what the comments on the YouTube... remember that Cheerios commercial? Those comments on that Cheerios commercial?
That was horrible.
Contrary to what you think on there and stuff like that. And contrary to what we see. I mean...
So what's the bottom line?
I think it's great. Like, just be with who you want to be with if they're white... If they're black or whatever like that. This whole conversation stemmed from... No, but it was like this conversation that they were having with Taye Diggs. And, you know, Taye Diggs, his ex-wife, because they got a divorce. His ex-wife is Jewish. I guess, but she's white. and they were saying, he said he wanted his son, to identify, you know, how his son identified. If his son identifies as mixed, then that's how his son identifies with. He said he would be hurt if his son identified as white. He would be hurt by that because, you know, he's a black man, and we get it, and everything like that. But people were really just, like, harping down on him as far as, you know, because the world is going to see his child as black no matter what happens, no matter what he wants to tell his child. And that's cool. But at the same time, I think he's just giving his son room and space to find out who he is. You know, I mean, he can't deny, okay. Like, he doesn't want him to just deny his white mother. Like, what kind of person would he be if he just denied his white mother?
You don't have to deny your white mother to identify with being black.
But if he, just doesn't want him to be like, oh, I'm black. Like, he doesn't want his son to say, oh, I'm black.
But he is.
Yeah, he is, but he's also white. You know, so he can't deny his white side. He can't just go over here and just
forget all about. But people aren't going to ask you that.
That's right. That's right. But that's people. Like, his son is going to have to figure that out for himself.
Because nobody's going to ask you, sir, if you're, are you black or are you biracial?
Right.
Nobody's going to ask you that.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to say, oh, that's a black man.
But I feel like if he's comfortable in himself, then he's not going to have as many problems as, you know, some interracial kids did in the past. Or, you know, you never know. Like, I don't know how an interracial person has. I'm not interracial. I'm a light-skinned person, and, you know, I've been called white boy and whatever else you want to call me, or I talk white or I act white or I'm not black because of my skin or because of what I wear, the music that I listen to, all of that stuff. Like, people have said all that stuff to me, and it takes a strong person to not let that affect you. So I think that Taye Diggs is just wanting his son to get his bearings and to get grounded in who he is so that he'll be ready for the world that's going to perceive him as a black man no matter what. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like people just probably need to let that man raise his child, step back and let that man raise his child how he want to raise his child, because at the end of the day, it's his child. So, and I was listening to an interview with him, and he was just saying that, you know, he liked black girls, but the black girls weren't feeling him. So he started dating white women. And he said nobody wanted to mess with him. It wasn't a thing until he got married to a white woman. And then, you know, his name was out there. And now people want to claim him. And now people want to say, oh, Taye Diggs, blah, 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 blah. But this podcast has gone on for way too long. As always, you can find us at Two Parts Life on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The number 2, PRTSLIFE, twopartslife@gmail.com.
Yeah,
Expressions87. Yeah, if you got questions or whatever, if there's something that you want to hear, something that we're not talking about, you know, if you want to give us a shout out, if you have advice, I don't know, we're unqualified for that. But
I'm qualified. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay.
I can be telling people stuff.
Well, tell them, girl. You tell them. I'll now sit back here and let you do it. Anything else? Oh, Expressions87. .com. Expressions 1987 on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Extra Light. XTRALTE. But, you know, I don't be on my Twitter like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
You should. It's fine.
I'm more like a Facebook person. If you find me on Facebook, you know, we'll be friends and whatever. And, you know, get into my funny Facebooks. I promise I don't write novels. You know, I try to keep it light. But y'all have a good night. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.